Main real estate headlines. Building permits in ME. What paperwork is needed for vacant land development? A guide covering the soil tests, permits, and FAQ for obtaining a building permit on main land or a vacant lot. Real estate professionals in ME need to understand permit requirements to advise land buyers and avoid transaction delays. Review the permit checklist at moorsrealty.getting-a-building-permit-for-your-main-land-or-lot/ to prepare clients for land purchases. Main real estate headlines. ME commission fee shift draws muted reaction from local agents. A change in how real estate commission fees are calculated has so far had little impact in Maine, according to most agents surveyed. ME real estate professionals can monitor whether this national trend eventually affects local transaction structures or client expectations. Read how Maine agents are responding at themainmonitor.org/real-estate-and-commission-changes. Background and context, the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some ME jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title suck to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.